Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, get up. Yeah, wake up, Kansas City. It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brian and Kruber Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. High up 73 for the day. Currently it's 61, and it is raining in most parts of the town.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Distance Day and National Frozen Food Day?
Did you say National Distance Day?
Dentist.
Oh, dentist. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I take pride in my teeth. Love my teeth. That's one of the good attributes, one of the few good attributes I have about myself. You know, I do take care of my pearly whites now. With that being said, this morning, we're going to have a good time. We got to talk about the Chiefs. They've been making some news lately. Trent McDuffie done traded. Mahomes could be back sooner than we thought. I don't know, D. What you got at TMG?
We got a few things, including Queen Latifah stepping in to to let people know that she's okay. Somebody started a rumor about her and her health. Had no clue about that. And then also later in the show, we have Rita, the founder of Step It Up Hip Hop Aerobics. She'll be stopping by later on.
Uh-oh. Let's get it in. We starting your weekend off right. The Hustle and Shine way.
Yes, sir.
On Kansas City's number one for hip hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jam.
Duh.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Remain hopeful, putting effort and energy behind your hope. The future is open to input from your actions today. You know from experience how to go in a good direction. Now is your opportunity to put that knowledge to work. You can't depend on hope alone to make anything happen. Yet, you can allow people to inspire and empower everything you do. Hope makes a positive difference in your attitude, your perceptions, your energy level, your compassion, and understanding. Those things all confer great benefit to you and the people around you. It can sometimes seem naive and foolish to hold out hope. Yet, what's even more foolish is attempting to move forward without any hope. Keep yourself hopeful as you work to fulfill your hope. Enable hope to inform and sustain your actions and give those actions the best chance of success. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 72. Currently, it is 59, mostly cloudy skies and Independence. Queen Latifah is reassuring everyone that she's doing okay, as it appears she's addressing rumors about her health.
Good morning. It's me, Latifah. I'm 100%. A-okay. I can't believe what you read on the internet or see. I'm good.
That bass is booming in there, huh?
Yeah, she was in the car. She just hopped on real quick. You know, you could tell she was just like, I'm fine. I never heard any rumors about her health.
Me neither.
So I don't know what group chat that was in, but...
We wasn't hip.
So, but happy to see
which
her
face. Good thing.
Which is a good thing.
Because we don't need to know our business.
We don't.
Uh-oh.
Another news. Yeah. Music exec and father of Beyonce, Matthew Knowles, is clarifying his question about the work Miss Tina Knowles put into Destiny's Child.
I'm confused because if someone diminished what Tina does and just say she did the hair, and then I come back and say, no, she did the styling. Isn't that me giving flowers that she did more than just hair? That's why I'm just so baffled by all of this. But I tell you, Tina and I have a wonderful relationship.
All right, let me interject.
You got a phone call. That's what that's all about.
You ain't lying. But I think he spoke out of line the other day, mm-hmm. because I think that, let's go to sensitive Brian. I've been doing a lot of self-reflection and trying to better myself, dog, for real, on some real stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things as men that we do is that we don't respect the other perspective when we're in a relationship. Like, we don't understand or respect what women actually can bring to the table. In this specific instance, I don't think he respected all the way the hair and makeup and style that it takes to dress a female group. and that is like key. And just as much as you going on business trips and making those ends meet and making power moves and making management moves and all of that, both things are just as important. That's why you are a team. Yeah. One don't work without the other, dog. So back to the man-woman thing, I think us as men have to take a step out of our manly man culture, manhood, you know, state of mind, mm-hmm. which is important to have, but also recognize and respect the perspective that the women bring.
Kansas City, can we clap for the big homie?
Please do. I'm trying to learn.
Because to me, this sounds just like when I've always said two things can be true. And sometimes I told you I be putting myself in other people's shoes.
Yeah.
And you be like, how? How can you see their point of view? This sounds like that. I love that.
Growth looks good on you.
Period.
And me.
Shout out to the Motivational Minute.
I'm just saying, dog. I be really talking to myself when I do Motivational Minute. So mm-hmm. I really am trying to be the best Brian I can be.
Absolutely. That's the goal of all of us, is to be the best version of ourselves. You ain't in competition with nobody but yourself. Get better each and every day.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103J.
Oh, you ain't over there doing your makeup while we doing the show simultaneously at the same damn time in my future
magic.
Boys. Can they see you on the stream doing that?
Yeah, they can. Hey, cousins. Y'all know we got to make sure we good, you know? Got to get these eyebrows right.
We ain't did this in a while.
We haven't.
Kansas City Chiefs has been in the news recently as the offseason is in full swing. We got free agency coming up next week, so this is why you're seeing the Chiefs making a couple of moves, including trading Trent McDuffie to the Los Angeles Rams for a first-round pick. So the Chiefs have two first-round picks this year in the draft at 9 and 29. And also for a fifth-round pick this year, mm-hmm. a sixth-round pick this year, and a third-round pick next year. A big haul of draft picks. Yes, it is. It was a great trade. It's a trade that the Chiefs could not pass up. They could not turn this trade down. And this is a reverberation from the Tyreek Hill trade, okay? Because back then, we got an extra first-round pick. Mm-hmm. That's how we were able to get Trent McDuffie in the draft.
Understood.
Along with other stuff. Mm-hmm. But now you see how the Brent Veach is flipping Trent McDuffie now for more picks. So this is kind of how this thing works, is how the Chiefs operate with big contracts and stuff. Because now the Chiefs don't have to pay Trent McDuffie $30 million a year.
Gotcha.
Now we can go get a rookie, go draft somebody, mm-hmm. whatever.
Build them up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. In other news, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, D, seems like he's well on his way to playing week one in the 2026 NFL season.
I want to tell you, Patrick's different. He immediately got the surgery, flew himself down, I think he flew private down there, got the surgery maybe the next day, which normally they don't do, is you want like the swelling. So that was on a Tuesday, it was either Thursday or Friday that week. He was already in the Chiefs training room doing rehab. And he already had gotten his knee bending at 90 degrees at that point, which he's just different. He heals differently. This is a guy, you know, who dislocated his kneecap and his leg was turned. It was turned around during a game and he was like, is it broken? No? Okay. Then tape it up and let's go back. They're like, we're not taping up. Your knee is facing that way. And they're like, he's like, no, just tape it and let's go. And like, his pain threshold's different. His work ethic's different. So, well, at first they're like, oh, you know, start of the season, I would probably hedge on him being, you know, sooner than that, by far. Because he just attacks things, man. Like,
my body different. I'm breathing different.
B.
Nah, he really is, though. Yeah. So
he a beast.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see what's cracking up with the Chiefs as we got the draft coming up in about a month and a half or so. So, yeah, it ain't football season yet, and I don't want it to be. I'm trying to enjoy the off-season.
Yeah.
We'll see. The Chiefs got two first-round picks and a plethora of moves.
Yeah, and everybody said this needed to happen. A bunch of different changes needed to happen, so it sounds like we are, you know, we on the right path. That's all that matters.
You know it.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Elena Page, with The Next Page, and I'm up this morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Your boots on the ground, maybe they will be at Worlds of Fun coming up this summer. I don't know. But Six Flags Entertainment Corporation said that they're selling 7 regional theme parks, including Worlds of Fun, to Kansas City, Missouri-based EPR Properties Incorporated. Didn't Six Flags just buy Worlds of Fun like 2 years ago or something like that? It was
very recent.
Yeah, it was recent.
They said, y'all got it. They didn't look at everything. They said, okay.
They said they had one Kansas City summer, and they was like, we done.
We good.
I'm going to get it up and make it happen.
But then you was talking about me about Worlds of Fun memories.
Yeah.
And boy, I got a lot. Okay, so I went to Pleasant Green School over in KCK from kindergarten to second grade. And every year after we would get done with the school year, we would have this assembly or whatever. And then they would announce, the teachers and the principals, hey, next week we're going to Worlds of Fun. And all the kids screaming and stuff. And then it's just like 100 kids, bro. So can you imagine chaperoning that many kids? Because it was...
I didn't been there before on both sides. So, oh, no. Yeah,
it was a school from like kindergarten to like fifth grade, I think, or whatever. Maybe they had high school. No, I think they had high school students too. Okay. It might have been the whole kid and caboodle. But anyway... stop. Going to Worlds of Fun in my single digits, man, it was one of the most exciting things ever. Yeah. Because the rides is so big and the structure is right. And monumental and big. And
as
stuff.
A kid, you're just like, oh my goodness, like, yeah. Funnel cakes. Yeah. It's just like, it's literally Worlds of Fun.
It was the feeling, like, if you ever seen Bebe's kids when they go to Fun World, it was that same feeling going to Worlds of Fun, for real. But, you know, I told you about my first time going to Oceans of Fun. I was 17, 18, summer 2003, and almost drowned. I thought you almost drowned.
Oh, God.
At Oceans of Fun. They had to stop the pool and everything. I could swim then. I got caught up in the wave pool. I had never been in one of them before. But I am much more.
Keep your head on a swivel, young man.
For real, though. I bring that up to say that I am a much more Oceans of Fun person than Worlds of Fun. Yeah. I love Oceans of Fun.
And I'm the opposite. Because when I was a kid, I used to come to Kansas City all the time and do Worlds of Fun. But, you know, back in my hometown, we had Six Flags, too. So we used to go out to Eureka all the time and just kick it for field trips and stuff. So I wasn't a big rides person.
Yeah, me neither. I don't do roller coasters.
Yeah, because I'm afraid of heights a little bit. So.
Too fat for them anyway.
It was just certain stuff that was just like, I'm too scary.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
Now, why are you doing that to me?
Hey, you did
it. You know I am not in charge of this playlist.
That's ain't what I heard.
You a lie.
Hey, cousins, go ahead and hit up B Shining.
No, don't see now you play. Okay, nah. See, now you taking it too far.
B-R-I-A-N.
Don't do that.
What's the email? Can I send the dirty version of a song, B?
I just told you I'm working on myself and I really want
to
say
you back.
Bad
I'm taking
to
you back to what? 08 Brian?
This is like 15 Brian.
Oh my God.
Like, he would come out of his mouth with anything.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, y'all, shout out to all the cousins who've been tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning on your app. You streaming us live on the Facebook and YouTube.
Facebook.
Or if you're doing it the old school way, you listen on the radio right now, you on 49 trying to get downtown to your workplace, or
slow down.
You on 71 highway, you on 70, please take it easy. But know that Hustle and Shine in the morning, we appreciate and love you, because we know that you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Yeah.
Shout out to the cousins. Hit us up on the Facebook stream. We are live in studio. If you want to see what it looks like and just, you know, get a lay of the land, you can actually watch us. So go to your Facebook or your Twitter, like you mentioned earlier.
Don't watch me, watch TV.
And just type in Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to, you know, add that Z at the end and slam it. But shout out to cousins that's in the comment section. We got Sharon Adams, Stacey Davis, who's also on the text line. Shout out to Bertha Gonzalez, Henrietta Clark, Kiera Jenkins. We appreciate you all. And also Angel R. Melson, thank you so much for hopping in our comments and just sending some love on this beautiful Friday. Well, you know, beautiful is subjective if you look outside, but it is what you make it, cousin. And then on the text line, we got some more of our cousins charming through. Shout out to Sanaya and Zane. Have a good day. Love, Mom. Shout out to my broke besties is what one of our cousins said. I'm sure that's a parent letting their kids. Yep, Mama loves y'all. That was a shout out to Jermaine, Tristan, Mari, and Leah. Big love to one of our cousins that chimed in on you, saying that you almost drowned in the pool. They said they almost drowned in the wave pool, too. Look at y'all, twins.
What's up, twin? What's up?
Shout out to our cousin from the 816, Miss Cindy. What's up, girl?
Oh, I got to tell you about her later on in the show, fam.
She said, tell my honey Charles I miss him. Okay, period.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to Anastasia H, boss woman. Big love to and happy birthday to Olivia Fuller, the Kirkwood and Solomon family from Chef Taco. Loyally. Then also shout out to Carmen Nara saying it's Friday. It's been a long week, but we made it. Have a good weekend. Shout out to Anthony Drone, always sending us a bunch of different love that every single day. We appreciate you. Jalen and Rylan, Stacy Davis again on the text line. And last but not least, two of our favorite cousins, Rich Harris, always tapping in with us, and Brandon Blake on the Twitter side.
My dog.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
726 on your time, cousin. High up 72. Currently, it is 59. Still showers in the vicinity in Raytown. Teddy Riley is speaking out again, issuing an apology now to Keith Sweat.
There was a post that went out, talked about me not being paid on the Make It Last Forever album. But it's also true that Keith Sweat did not get paid either. We are in the same situation. I want to make this sincere apology to Keith and his family.
Yeah, it's about them contracts. You got to read it before you sign it, man. And then, like, they are the soul of that song. Keith Sweat, Jackie McGee, and Teddy Riley. Those are the three people, the beat, and the lyrics. So it's like, who else is getting paid off of this?
Yeah, the people that put some money into it.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is. And it's really easier said than done. Like, a lot of these people just do music because they're in the studio and they love it. And they're not even worried about the back end of it, because they like, this music sounds so good, we got to put it out there. And then you end up in a situation 20, 30 years later where now you're like, I'm making money, but I ain't making as much money as I could be. Now, during a recent interview, Terrence Howard got candid about his Hollywood journey and shared that Denzel Washington actually gave him some advice.
Denzel once, and he told me, he was like, look at your hands, man. You're always like this. Your fists are all balled up. He said, and all these producers want to do is they're trying to open your hand and so they can put money in it, and you're blowing it. But my aggression, you know, my need to be a man, you ain't going to talk to me like that, you know, instead of learning how to diffuse.
Yeah, that's another therapy session with us men. You know, we...
Right, relax. Ease up.
It's a lot of times, D, where...
Sister Soldier. What's the male version of Sister Soldier?
Close your eyes and pick one. but for real, like, men... A lot of men go through a lot of stuff that not only is not talked about, but it's like, it's not accepted. Like, why are you talking about this? We done all gone through it. And it's like, there's no room for sympathy with that. And you walk around trying to be tough and trying to be hard all the time, and it's like, you're only deteriorating yourself and everybody else around you.
You
got to chill out with that, man. I'm talking to myself, y'all. I am talking to myself.
I don't
myself.
Even think you need to be married anymore. I think you just need to be like a TED talker.
Shut up, Brian.
That's what I feel like. That's the bag I'm feeling like you stepping in.
Well, I could.
I'm here
I
for it.
I think a TED talk is when you just go off on something. I could do that, boy.
Yeah, no.
Shut up, Brian.
There's some people that need to get going off on for sure.
What's good, y'all? It's the sovereign man himself, the royal chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
And step, and step, and step.
And step, and one, and two, and step it up. I don't know if I got it right. Look, B, we've been talking about hip-hop aerobics today. We have the founder of Step It Up, Rita, and another big stepper with her cousin, Tiara. How are you ladies doing today? Go ahead and get closer to that mic so our cousins out there can... Yeah, go ahead and get comfortable and cozy.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good to be here.
Okay, now, real quick, Rita, could you let everybody know what Step It Up is?
Step It Up Hip Hop Step Aerobics is
fitness, exercise, mm-hmm. stepping on the board to hip-hop music, literally dancing, feeling like a party with your girls. That's yeah. exactly what it is.
That's exactly what time. It felt like when I attended.
Mm-hmm. Nothing but a good time.
So is this, can I go in there and get my Billy Blanks on and get some Tabo in, or sure is this for all genders? This for everybody?
For everybody. Not just for women, although it's predominantly women because that's who comes and mm-hmm. hangs out with us. But men are very welcome.
And it reminds me of the episode of Martin that we were just talking about when he was trying to show up Gina and be like, no, I got this. And so, like, it's exactly like that. And the experience is really fun.
We up here stepping it up, D.
Oh, we literally are. Major yeah. shout out. We've been doing and talking about hip-hop aerobics. We have the founder of Step It Up, Rita, and her cousin, Tierra, in the building. Ladies, thank you so much for giving us, like, a quick tutorial on how to do that. I'm tired. It was high knee, jump shot.
Got your move in there, though.
And for the cousins that's not too hip on what the hip-hop aerobics is, Rita explained it, but... so that you can visualize it, we also have a video that we're uploading to the High 103 Jams Facebook page and the Instagram so you can actually take a look at it. So major shout out to Rita. Let everybody know where they can even find the classes, because that was I stumbled across it on TikTok, and then I was like, how do I sign up? And then me and my sister came that one Monday, which is for beginners, by the way. You ain't gonna catch me on no events. But how can others know about signing up for your courses?
And you can find me at Body by Rita on all social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And there's a link in the bio where you can go and sign up. Mm-hmm. All classes are held at the Next Page Agency. Next Page Agency. Shout out to my girl, Elena.
Yes.
With the spot every Monday at 7, every Wednesday at 7, and Saturday at 10, which is a little bit more advanced. Wednesday is also beginner... intermediate, mm-hmm. and Monday classes are beginner. Okay, 7 p.m.
I like that Monday class.
Now I know, like for some people who are limited with their mobility, you know, and they can't really work out like how they want to, this is a great alternative. This
absolutely.
And two-stepping.
Oh, for sure.
But this right here, this is something, y'all, where you can really get active and get your sweat going. How many calories you think you burn per session or something?
Oh,
great 500 question. Or something?
Yeah, that's great.
Minimum 500 calories per session. I have a lady that comes to class and she's just like, Rita, we didn't hit the mark. Mm-hmm. You know, we
she got that Apple Watch.
She said, I need about 35 more calories. So, like, anywhere from 500 to 600 calories, depending on the class. Wednesday, you're probably burning about 6 to 7. Mm-hmm. But we're getting those steps in. And then the class can be done without a step, which, you know.
Make sure y'all wear the deodorant with the aluminum in it. Right. Please.
It be when I win. It smell fabulous. Nothing but shea butter. That's what it's. That's okay. What it smell like.
Well, let's keep it up.
Yeah, let's keep that.
You know, I'm just used to being, you know, in the locker room with men. You know,
with men.
Them armpits be kicking.
Sweaty.
Like, whoa, brother.
But no, you can get your little full body workout with this though, y'all. Seriously, you have fun at the same time, and especially if you don't like to work out and you don't like the workout that you in. Yeah. This could get your everything with your body in motion.
Put your favorite playlist on and get to it and step it up, literally.
Sure. Yeah. I always tell women, it's like, if you don't want to be in the gym, come here. It's a very intimate place. It's mm-hmm. just us. It's just me and you connected, you and that board. Your sisters around you. Everybody is having fun, laughing. Mm-hmm. We all mess up, including myself.
Yeah,
and
it's real.
It's just a good time. So
no pressure. I like that. It's a no pressure environment, but you're having fun and you're killing calories.
Sure.
I love that. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for coming on.
Absolutely.
And if you see D at your class, you know what I'm saying, make sure you videotape it and send it to me. All right, please.
Oh, please.
I probably already.
We putting D in the front row.
Oh, no.
D's coming in the front row.
No, I'm talking about. Masked up with a hoodie.
We definitely energy.
I was in the back last time, and I was cool. That was cool.
You leave your Nike tag at home.
Okay, we get you
second row
then. Second row?
Okay.
Behind me, is that cool?
Yeah, as long as I'm behind you.
All right.
Y'all have a good one.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech 9, and when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Let's get in the boo.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Come on. Let me get my bag real quick. You know, we in the studio. We kicking it.
Yeah.
And then to add to to the pressure of me rapping. Jay White did it, is actually on the line.
Come on, come on, come on.
Get up and get out. It's a Friday. Check or deposit. You just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always.
Uh-huh.
Have a good weekend and we'll talk Monday.
Okay, it's going down. March Madness underway at the T-Mobile Center.
Yeah, shout out to DJ Duke. You know she holding it down. But yeah, March Madness, you want to check out those college games? Please feel free to do so. The tickets are for the low, 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 low.
And D, she's going home.
Yeah, I'm going back to the crib this weekend, so I will not be doing anything but eating my fried rice from my hometown. And if you know, you know.
And she bringing some back.
Yeah, just text me your order. You text me your order, because now you finna have more people text me and be like,
oh, my bad.
Can I get some shrimp fried? No.
Dang. Maybe I have a kid in the kitchen with me of some if you don't bring none, because they having an open house going down Saturday at the Linwood YMCA, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Shout out to Dear You Yoga and Blend Barbershops. Chef Taco, what's happening, dog?
And then Saturday, a Black Woman Get Fit. There's an event happening at Southeast Community Center. Definitely sound like some major people will be in the building. I saw Auntie Julie Jones share it, so ain't no telling. She might slide through as well.
Uh-oh. And then Sunday, the R&B Southern Soul Fest at Cable Dime Arena. The unction is going down. Bring your Bluetooths.
Your blue jeans and your blazers.
But most of all, cousins, the number one thing we need you to do is
don't be an idiot.
Shut up, Brian.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time, high of 71. Currently, it is 61 in Olathe. Iman Shumpert, former NBA player and the ex-husband of Teyana Taylor, he shares a misconception he had about marriage with Shannon Sharp.
A lot of people think you get married and now, like, she finna love you way more on the other side of this. And it's like, hell no, the real love, the honeymoon stage is, it's not love, it's like. Oh, she love you already if y'all at this point.
Right.
Y'all already in love. You know what I'm saying? Do she still like your ass, though? I'm thinking, like, with you get the ring, you do this, it's like you finna get a whole new bounce in your step.
Right.
It's like, hell no. Ain't nothing gonna change.
Sounds very interesting. I agree with the like part. Not that I have experience, but I think that marriage isn't just about loving. Because, yeah, y'all love each other to get to this point, but can you put up with that person? That's the like factor.
But I think at that point, like, you got to recognize in yourself, like, what did you do to make it turn that way? Like, of course, like, what did you... Like, sometimes the way we act turns people a certain way sometimes, you know, when you have certain toxic ways. So I would look at myself first. I'd be like, well, what did I do? What could I have done different in order to make her still have that same feeling? That's all.
I got you. I'm with you when you're right. Other news, Britney Spears, she done it again. She was arrested for a DUI, unfortunately.
You are so industry.
I did it again. Was that good?
Oh my God.
No, okay.
It was
police
great.
Dispatch audio reveals Britney Spears was allegedly swerving between lanes before her DUI arrest Wednesday night. Officers reported a black convertible speeding and changing lanes erratically around 9:30 p.m. Spears was transported to a hospital for a blood test.
But what are you doing?
That's what she used to. I'm a slave for you.
It's my jam right here, boy.
Really?
Pharrell on the beat.
You be hating so many songs. I just didn't expect this to be
girl,
one
what?
Of
this, what?
I know it's fire.
Come on.
I'm gonna be young.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Shout out to Britney Spears. Just put the bottle down, girl.
Come on. This how we starting the weekend off on Hustle and Shine, playing some Britney Spears. Come on.
All you people look at me like I'm a little girl.
I ain't say that part. We got birthdays on the way.
Yeah, we got birthday shout-outs, and we will. We got two tickets to tacos and tequila. You want that, cousin? We got it up next right here. It's Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
On Hot 103 Jam.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Pisces season. Happy birthday to those creative, compassionate, and ultra-sensitive Pisces.
Hey, who birthday?
Put your hand up.
Happy heavenly birthday to comedian and actress known as Andel or Moesha. Happy heavenly birthday to Yvette Wilson. A big happy birthday to actress known for her role as Dee Baxter on The Wayans Brothers. Happy birthday to Anna Marie Horsford. A happy heavenly birthday to a founding member of the Supremes, Mary Wilson. A big happy birthday to comedian, actor, radio host, author, and low-key, a political advocate. Happy birthday to D.L. Hughley. And a major happy birthday to NBA Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Brandy Marshall, Charles Jones, and Misha De La Cruz. Sending birthday love to Mikva Marie Jamie, Tyler Griffin, and Jasmine Barber. Happy birthday, Mac Brown, Lynette Crawford, Red Palmer, and everybody else born on March 6th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate
hey.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Shelly.
Hey, Shelly. Happy Friday. What you doing?
I'm dropping my kids off to school.
What flavor air freshener you got in that car?
I'm using the Black Royale.
Oh,
Black Royale. Where you get that at?
What that smell like?
Amazon or something?
Yeah.
Oh, it smells like maybe blackberries and vanilla.
Oh, vanilla. You like vanilla, B.
Okay, we like that.
Oh, I love it, love it.
All right, cousin, we got a shot to hook you up with two tickets to the Tacos and Tequila Festival that is going down Saturday, June 13th at the Legends Field in KCK. Busta Rhymes, Soulja Boy, Bow Wow, and more will be in the building, but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion in order to get them tickets. You ready?
I'm ready.
Coming by three sigils on the surface like duck, duck, I'm sold it, won't it, get flown it. She on that egg and the two to fruit, $40 for just 1 ounce, toss it next, that's how it's pronounced. They've been sipping and dipping and tripping, man, I'm about all out.
Sipping on some scissors. Sipping on some scissors. Sipping on some scissors.
Oh, remix.
Yeah! All right, cousin, you did that with your own little spin on it. We love that. You were getting those two tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival going down June 13th at the Legends Field. Who are you taking with you, cousin?
I have no idea. No lie.
You're about to get some phone calls, so prepare yourself.
I'm going to work on it.
All right, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hot 103 Jam. Hustle and Shine in the morning.